The music business was mean. Mean like Elvis when he needed a sandwich. The road to fame was littered with broken dreams, broken hearts, and actual litter. And the air was thick with unanswered questions. In a grimy office above the noise and filth, two men worked tirelessly to solve these mysteries. Their names? Tony Blackburn and his young apprentice, Ricky Wilson. The sign on the frosted glass door? Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Ricky.
Where have you been? Because I haven't seen you since our first case.
No, I've been all over the place, actually, touring with a Sound of the 60s tour, which I'm doing at the moment, and going all around the country. Yeah,
very great. Nostalgic.
Fantastic. You know, I come out and waffle on about the 60s, and we have an 8-piece band and a couple of singers, and it's been terrific. And it's going on this year as well.
I've got a couple of decades ahead of me before I start doing Sounds of the 2000s.
Yeah, you'd be useless on Sound of the 60s, obviously.
I used to be obsessed by the 60s, though.
I still am.
Oh, well, you can see from what you're wearing. I mean, that medallion's really wearing you down.
But it's saying something, isn't it? I've got two or three medallions at home. I've got a normal-sized medallion, which I'm wearing today, which against my quite hairy chest. I don't know if you've noticed.
I don't have a hairy chest because I'm quite rock and roll, so I always set fire to mine at parties.
Really?
Yeah, it's my party piece.
I shaved my chest once.
Did you?
But I looked like an oven-ready chicken.
Okay.
And so my wife told me to grow the hair back again.
She didn't try and stuff you?
She didn't try and stop me, no. It was just an experiment.
No, stuff you.
Oh, no, she didn't try. No, she's never gone that far.
I was lying. I don't have a hairy chest. It's something I really would like to have.
Yeah.
One of the hairiest guys I've ever met. Sir Tom Jones.
Very hairy.
He's a very hairy man.
Yes.
Very hairy indeed.
he apparently once insured his chest hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because part of his act was his chest hair. So if he ever lost it in a rogue candle incident, he might be on an evening having some posh chockey. He might be having some green and blacks and lighting a Jo Malone.
Yeah.
That's a candle make.
Yes.
Do people give you candles?
Yes, I don't like them because they're very dangerous.
Well,
my wife loves lighting candles all around the house.
Yeah,
and I go around putting them out.
I'm trying to teach my dog not to bark at the moment.
Why?
Well, we've moved to a flat.
Yes.
We've had to downsize because obviously I've invested quite heavily into the business that we set up.
Yes, of course.
Which is our detective agency.
Well, that's right, yes.
I mean, we don't get premises like this.
No, of course not.
Above a Chinese restaurant on Archway Road without having a bit of capital behind it.
Well, I haven't established the name of your dog.
The name of the dog is Norman Reedus.
That's an unusual name for a dog.
Well, it's an actor's name.
Cut it down to Norm?
No, we call him Reedus.
Reedus,
or Reedo. Reeds, Reedle, Reedle, Cheadle, Hume, Humel, Don Cheadle. We call him everything. Yeah. I don't think he's very confused. He's a poodle, but a big poodle, a standard poodle, crossed with a Labrador.
Oh, that's what do they call them?
Labradoodle.
Labradoodle. They're very good, and I tell you why, because they don't molt, do they?
They don't shed.
How is it going, teaching your dog not to bark?
So I bought him something which I thought was quite cruel.
What was that?
It's a collar, and when he barks...
Oh, that electric thing.
No. They're banned then now.
Are they?
It makes a high-pitched beep, and then it vibrates like a phone.
Yes.
And I bought two, because I thought... If I'm going to put him through it, I'll put me through it as well.
What, so you're putting a collar around your own neck?
I did for a couple of days.
Yes.
I put one on him. His is blue, mine's orange. And whenever he barked, mine would beep and his would beep and then it'd vibrate.
Yes.
So he goes, roof, and it goes, eep, and then vibrates.
So to get yours going, do you also go woof?
No, I usually sing a Kaiser Chiefs hit.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so you do that, and then it vibrates.
It's basically Grace, my fiance, has tried to make me stop singing in the house.
Yeah. Do you wear the collar when you go out as well, or not?
I've got it on now, but not around my neck. You don't want to know where it is.
I'd like to know.
Just
where
don't
it
talk
is
too loudly.
All right, fair enough.
It's a dirty town, but they've got marigolds and pennies, and they're gonna clean things up. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Okay, Ricky, time is money.
Yep, and money is time.
Money is time, absolutely. Mm. And it's time to crack out the first case. And there's a message from one of our stool pigeons on the machine at this very moment.
Okay, press play. Oh, press and play and record? No, just play.
Riggy, Tony, listen up. I've got something it's possible you could help me with. It concerns that Jenny from the block. Jennifer Lopez to you, all right? Clearly a lady of considerable talent. The word around these parts is she went as far as insuring her backside for $1 billion. Now, I've heard this sort of thing before. A ballerina gets her legs insured, a singer gets their voice covered, but blowing $1 billion on your butt? I'm not sure it rings true, and I thought you guys could help figure it out.
J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez. Mm. Have you got an abbreviation in it? What about...
Tone.
Toburn.
No, nobody's ever called me that. But
Toburn.
I like it. Toburn.
You sound like a rapper.
Yes, it is a bit, isn't
what
it?
Would
it's
I
quite
be?
Cool. Do you think I should change my name to Toburn?
I don't really know the ins and outs of
would
rap.
Would I have to carry a surfboard under my arm and have one of those caps?
Rappers don't surf as much as they used to.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm quite good at surfing.
Are you?
Yes, yeah.
I've never been interested in surfing.
I find that interesting because, to me, you look as though you could be a very good surfer. You've got the image for it.
Well, I've dyed my hair blonde. But why that was? That was because I was doing an undercover job for you.
Oh, that's disguise.
Well, yeah, I was. You know the long-running thing we're doing, which is the mystery of Peter Andre's legs? I was working on that, and that's why I had to have my... But we'll never solve that
He
one.
Shaves his legs, doesn't he?
But Jerry, well, we don't know. Mm. We don't even know he's gone.
I remember going down to, I think it was Cornwall, and watching some surfers there, and waiting for that big wave as well, down there in Cornwall.
And then you finally waved at them, and they were happy.
Yeah.
J-Lo, what's the case?
It's famously rumoured that J-Lo insured her backside and she denied it. Mm. But is it the truth? Can you really get your bum insured?
I mean, are you insured? Life insurance doesn't count. But
life insurance, no. I'm not actually insured for anything particularly.
But your voice?
Because I asked about this, and to be absolutely honest with you, my manager said there's nothing really you've got that's worth insuring.
Oh, really?
Which was a bit hurtful at the time.
But her bum, though.
She has got a big bum, though, hasn't she?
Well, bums have changed over the years. It used to be people didn't want a big bum.
Mm.
I remember, you know, does my bum look big in this kind of thing?
Yes.
And
yes.
Now people are saying, does my bum look big in this in a positive way?
Oh, but I'll share something with you now.
Okay.
I was talking about the fact when you get older, you shrink somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And as a man, your bum goes a bit. Mine has more or less disappeared now, which makes it very difficult when you go to the theatre. Because theatre's, you know, a three-hour show, you're sitting
hard
on your
work,
bum. I'm just sitting on bones, really. And I'm quite glad when the show comes to an end, because it really is quite uncomfortable. I mean, you should try sitting on my bum. Laughing matter.
Well, should we pause the thing while I try and sit on your bum?
All right. I'll just get up and show it to you. It has disappeared, look.
Look at that. It's not there anymore.
I tell you what, you just go shoulder blades to ankles.
It's not there.
That is it.
It's disappeared.
Straight down, like a plank.
Yeah, it used to be beautiful.
I don't have a bum either.
Haven't you?
No.
Can I see your bum?
Yeah, I'll stand up my arm.
Yeah, I'd like to stand just to see. I see what you mean. That's not the best
but
manly
I do,
bum I've seen.
But
it's nothing personal. You
no,
didn't
no,
take that
fine.
Personally.
People do criticise me. Grace calls me long bottom.
Can I have another look? Or not?
Well, no, because I'm not lifting my shirt.
No, fair enough. That's a bit personal.
I know. Yeah. But apparently, it goes further up than it should.
Is that on your? Have you had it medically looked at?
Well,
not?
No. I mean, when I was having my latest mole mapping, I didn't ask him to look at that. Because I do have a lot of moles. Do you have a lot of moles?
What, a lot of what?
Moles.
No, in the garden I've had problems with moles, yeah.
Have you?
Dreadful trouble, because once they start digging...
Oh, you
oh my God, that's awful. And the little mounds that they leave there...
Oh, they ruin the...
And they're protected, of course. You can't do anything with them. No, I've never had mole problems on my body, but I have had mole problems in the garden.
Oh, well, there you go.
Putting what's off the record on the record. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Back to bums. Jennifer Lopez.
Yep.
Insured a bum. Now, it seems like tabloid fodder.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're going to have to investigate. Let me look through my Rolodex. Yeah, you hear that? I've got the number here somewhere for someone who knows all about this kind of stuff. Ah, yes, here we go. Charlie Boyd.
That's a good name, isn't it?
Great name.
Charlie Boyd. Yeah, good old Charlie Boyd. He's an insurance guy from Lloyd's of London. And they're one of the first insurance companies to ever insure a famous body part.
Well, we've got hold of the right man here,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they must know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, then, let's give him a call. Where's the phone, Tony?
Just on your left-hand
have
side.
Have you paid
there.
The bill?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Charlie.
Charlie Boyd, King of the Insurers. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, very well.
How's business?
Business is it's steady, but it's tough at the moment. We need to make some money.
All right, so people aren't insuring stuff as much as they used to.
People are insuring things, but people are claiming more.
So how long have you been doing insurance?
34 years.
34 wow, years. You don't sound that old.
No, you don't.
How old
but
are you,
that isn't old, is it? I'm 56.
You're not 56.
Yeah, not
you've
56.
Got, he's got a young voice, hasn't he, for
yeah,
56? I thought he was 38, tops.
Yeah. You have a history, Charlie, of insuring famous body parts.
I do a fair bit of that, yes.
Yeah. Do you specialise in body parts?
I specialise in people, and I'll insure people against anything that may cause them to lose their income. So if it's a body
so Ricky,
part
Ricky, what
thing,
would you do for Ricky, for instance, if he came to you and wanted something insured?
There's nothing worth insuring,
I don't agree with that. What part of Ricky would you insure?
Okay, I'm a singer.
It would be your voice. We do get inquiries for singers to insure their voices.
Yeah, but how do you not know that I'm off kind of just spending my weekends shouting?
We will get you to fill in proposal forms that tell us about your general activities, anything you do that's dangerous.
Have you got anything insured, like personal part of your body?
I don't insure any body part. What I always tell people is, so if we take Ricky,
yeah,
you should insure more than your voice, because if you're in a car crash and you become quadriplegic or you get a serious brain injury, then those will stop you working as much as your inability to use your voice.
I don't know. It might be a gimmick.
Yes.
You've got to have a gimmick.
That's true.
Kojak had his lollipop.
It is a gimmick. Loads of people, lots of the body part insurance is a gimmick. People like to insure it because then they make headlines.
If I wanted to insure myself, would it be more expensive for me? Because I am considerably older than Ricky. I am 76 years old. So would you actually take me on?
Yeah, but your hips are only about 6 months old, aren't they?
Well, that's true. I would, obviously, being a disc jockey, I would like to insure my my larynx, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Would I be able to do that?
You could. There'd be two things that would be different between you and Ricky.
What's that?
The rate would be higher due to your age.
Yes.
And the other thing is we would insure you for a smaller amount of salary. Because Ricky, to be honest, has probably got a slightly longer career left than you have.
Oh, right.
You're sort of writing me off already, Charlie, aren't you, to be honest with you, before I've even asked you to insure any part of my body.
That's what insurers do.
I know, but you have no idea, because this morning I was trying to get a crumpet out of the toaster with a fork, right?
Oh, gosh, that's
and
difficult.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
And Tony wasn't doing that, so you've got no idea what I'm doing behind closed doors.
That is true. We generally think people are normally sensible.
Now that you know, though, that Ricky was trying to get a crumpet out of the oven, was it?
Toaster
with a fork.
More dangerous.
Would you then,
and I was in the bath.
Would you then say, would that insurance go up, knowing that he's basically...
Well, don't tell him.
No, you just said it.
Right.
I mean, basically, now that you know that he's living on the edge slightly...
Oh, yeah, rock and roll.
Being a rock and roll star, would that put the premium up?
It would put the premium. We generally, so people who are rock and roll stars, we will always take into account that there's going to be some lifestyle features that are not.
And you have to believe
standard.
The press in that respect.
Now, can I ask you on that front, now that you know, okay, that I'm 76 years old.
No.
And I don't have much ahead of me.
Like the trombones.
But I don't, exactly. but I don't actually take a crumpet out of a toaster. Would that bring my premium down?
How much butter do you put on the...
Rate you just more on the age, because I think your health issues, and I don't know your health issues, but maybe more severe than your fork in toaster issues.
Yeah, but you're, I mean, too much butter on a crumpet, and that's one spread away from a coronary incident, Tony.
Yeah, well, that is true.
I mean, you can't get marge anymore.
How about
it's
if
illegal.
I came into you and lied about my age? Would that help me?
Yeah. It would help you until you had a claim.
Yes, that's the thing. You've got to tell the truth with insurance.
Yes. I suppose you'd check up on me, but if you saw me now, I'm, okay, I'm 76, but I don't look 76.
Looks
I'm
about 82.
A very, very attractive, I think you'll agree, mature man.
No, yeah.
He looks probably in his 50s.
I totally agree, Tony. I was looking at you on the internet just before I did this.
I put it all down. You obviously saw me, and you realise that I moisturise. Do you moisturise, Charlie?
I try to remember to moisturise,
do you
but
use
I'm a
your
busy
own?
Insurance man, so I don't have a lot of time.
Have you got a significant other?
I do have a significant other.
Do they buy moisturiser and you use theirs?
No, she buys me moisturiser for my birthday.
Really?
What do you use, Charlie? I use Bulldog.
Oh, do you use Bulldog?
Yes, Bulldog.
Because I just use Nivea Soft, but then Grace says to me, it's for hands. But it works perfectly
Bulldog,
well.
Bulldog's for you.
All right. What Bulldog. Do you use, Charlie?
I use L'Oreal for me.
Oh. He's doing well.
That's Lloyds.
That's the catchphrase now. Yeah. That's Lloyds. Mm. So you moisturise, so you could insure your skin.
We have inquiries from actors and actresses who will insure their skin.
Literally,
generally,
if they
they're
get
insuring
a spot.
Themselves against burns. They're perceived to be less attractive.
Right, good. That was very well put and very politically correctly put there. Perceived to be less attractive. Very well done. So, J-Lo, this is what we're talking about. We're trying to work out whether she could insure her ass, right? But I can't think what could go wrong with an ass.
Well, mine's disappeared. Charlie, if I came into you, I'd only want to insure my head. Because my arse is completely gone. And so there'd be no point in insuring a bottom that wasn't there, would there? Do you actually... Let's be direct on this, Charlie. Do you actually insure Jennifer Lopez's bottom?
I do not.
Okay.
Would you?
See, yeah, now, I struggle to see where her loss of income would
come from. Because she's an amazing actress.
Yes.
She's got a fantastic voice. It's not all bum-related. Now, she's not a bum model.
And we do some porn stars, though.
Oh, do you? Let's get into this. What are they insuring?
It's generally men.
Oh, really? Insuring the fact that they can manage to perform.
We're talking about willies here, aren't we?
Yeah, and every now and then there is a little run of them seeking insurance.
Oh, a little run.
They all like to insure themselves for more than their competitors.
Oh, right. Ah. So, but they're doing it also as kind of like a status thing.
Correct.
The average porn star, then, what would that cost to insure their genitals?
There's some who might insure themselves for £1 million, and that could cost about £10,000 a year.
£10,000 a year. Oh.
Just to insure the fact that it might suddenly not operate properly.
Or, I don't know, bend to the wrong side.
Well, that's true as well. Yes. What is the most unusual thing on a person's body, Charlie, that you've had to insure?
It would be it's porn star's body parts.
I read that Lloyds of London were the first person to actually insure a famous body part, and that was silent film star. I've never seen him. I apologise. He's probably one of your mates from way back when, Tony. Ben Turpin.
Oh, Ben Turpin.
Good old BT.
Good old BT, we used to call him.
But he had crossed eyes. And he didn't want them to uncross.
Because that was his selling point.
Yeah. And then a Derbyshire Whiskers Club. Have you ever think about this? 40 members have insured their beards against fire and theft.
How could you steal somebody's moustache?
In the night.
While they're wearing
in
it.
In the night, in the night. Or maybe in the pub, late at night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, the risk of somebody actually coming up and setting your
beard on fire. Well, that never happened to you.
No, it's never happened to me, no.
Your chest hair.
I've never actually had a beard or anything like that, no.
Really?
No, I've never had that, no.
Do you know, it's so liberating.
I can grow one.
I know you can.
Yeah, I can
looking
grow
one.
At
you. Yes. Looking at your chest. He's got. Tell you what, Charlie, he's got it out today, his chest. And it doesn't go...
How
has he? It's not on brand for the detective agency. I wanted him to be in a Mac and a hat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I do have a particularly hairy chest because I normally have, as you can see, a shirt on and my buttons on.
Buttoned up quite high as well.
Yeah.
Only one at the navel done today.
when I'm on holiday, in my Speedos,
okay.
I can notice that people are admiring me from a distance.
Have you been on holiday this year, Charlie?
I did.
Where did you go?
Holiday, yeah. I didn't do a beach holiday, though, so I didn't have Tony's issues.
You had a city break?
I did. I went to Japan.
Oh, Tokyo? Shibuya?
I went all around because I'm going out for the Olympics next year.
So are you?
Are you competing?
I wish I was competing.
Are you insuring any athletes? Athletes must be
big business.
Bigly insured.
we do a few athletes insurance. But yeah, no, I'm going because I love the Olympics. I'm crazy about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so what's your favourite? Is it the track stuff?
Because I love the track.
That's the big draw, isn't it?
Mm.
I went to the Olympics in 2012. They famously had it in London, Tony.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I never quite understood the runners. And now, you know, so if a runner runs faster than another runner, he wins a gold medal.
Yeah. But like the one you're wearing now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so what? Okay. Well, I mean, you know, okay, one runner runs faster than another runner, but it's just the luck of the draw, isn't it, really? He can run faster.
They can train.
Fair enough.
Hey, Charlie, what do you think about this? Because I was thinking about runners the other day, and you know horses.
I know horses. Yeah. I live very close to a stables, actually.
Do you, Tony?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking to Charlie about horses.
Oh, sorry about that.
And if they run, they can run so fast that they give... You know when people say, I give 100%? If you gave 100%, you'd die. But sometimes horses give 100%.
Yes.
And that's everything they've got. And but humans never give 100% because they have a block. Whereas if you were being chased by a dragon, you'd give 100%.
It's unlikely you'd be chased by a dragon.
Well, I'm just giving it.
You
example.
Could be chased by a horse. I once went riding a horse and it belted away with me.
What I'm getting at is if in the Olympics, horses. If they were being chased by something, they'd probably go faster. Mean.
That is actually quite a good idea, I think. If you, say, put in the Olympics and you put a lion in.
Yeah.
What do you think of this theory, Charlie?
I think it's good. So it's the opposite of greyhounds chasing a hare.
Exactly.
You chase the humans instead.
Exactly. You set the humans off, and then about, you know, after they get about 10 metres, you set a lion off. And I think you'd get all those runners going a lot faster.
Can I suggest a cheetah? Might be better than a lion.
No, I think they'd catch you too quickly.
It's going to get you pretty quickly.
But lions can shift, can't they?
I just want to put up them a bit. I don't want to kill them. I just want to put the wind up on them.
Yeah. I'll be absolutely honest with you. I'd never thought of this before, but it's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
If I was taking part in the Olympics and suddenly a lion was released, I wouldn't half shift.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd get a gold.
Yeah.
Or on the other hand, the lion might suddenly think, hey, this is a good race. I want the gold.
If he was a competitive lion, but, you know, I don't think they are because...
That's interesting as well.
They sit on their asses all day, don't they?
They sleep for about, I think it's about 23 hours a day.
Really?
They only wake for about an hour.
Well, it's a bit like me. I just wake up for Murder, She Wrote at 3, and then I'm done for the rest of the day. So, Charlie, hang on. J-Lo's ass. Do you think it was insured for, what was it, $1 million?
No, the story back in 1999 was insured for $1 billion.
A billion? No one's going to insure that. I think you'd need about 10 different insurance companies taking out that much. No one's going to insure that.
You need a lot more than that.
Really?
It was not insured for that.
Really? It was just, you just don't think that would have happened?
I just don't believe that's the case.
So you think it was just a story invented by a tabloid?
And it got her on the front page of the papers for a
couple of days. I think it was, I think it's quite a healthy thing. Because before that, before J-Lo and her ass, people were so obsessed by being stick thin.
Very true.
I think it's quite a good thing. Because a big ass, let's just face it, Tony, is healthy. Neither you and me are healthy and we've got tiny asses.
Yes, and
it's an indicator of health. Charlie Boyd, thank you for speaking to us about
choice.
But your
it's been a pleasure.
Your main thrust of this is that it didn't happen.
I'm sorry to tell you,
And it couldn't happen, and you need to get multiple insurers to insure it.
I think I know enough about that world of insurance, and I know no one who saw that risk to underwrite, so I don't believe anyone did.
Because I once saw an act above the Original Oak pub in Headingley, and it was a man called Mr. Methane.
Oh, I've been there.
Right, have you?
It's a nice pub.
Great pub, fantastic.
Yeah.
But his whole act was farting.
Yes. Right?
And he had talc on
and lighting it.
And lighting it, all this. And he played songs with farts. Yeah. But I could understand him insuring his bottom. But Jennifer Lopez's act doesn't include farting, you know, the national anthem or making a talc cloud.
No, absolutely.
So, but Mr. Methane, I can imagine him, because it is his living.
Yes, of course.
And it was a fantastic act.
Strange way, isn't it, to make a living?
Strange way, but, you know, you get it while you can.
Well, absolutely,
look
yes.
at you, Tony. Look yeah. at me.
Well,
I'm a professional warbler. And Charlie, you're a professional insurer?
Is he still so there? I'm told.
Yeah.
No,
and long may it last.
Long may
well.
It last, and I hope that nothing happens to impede that.
Yeah, so do
I. I wish that too.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
With his brains and his looks, they could go places. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
We have a name for it, or not?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've started this detective agency.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult for me, Tony, because obviously I'm joining new to this.
Yeah.
Thing. You've been doing this for years.
Yes.
But now we have this pop detective agency. We've bought a .com.
Oh, that's good.
RickyandTony.com.
I think that's the reason why I've had no business until you came along, because I didn't advertise it.
Well, you've got to get out yeah. there. You've got to put yourself out there. But, you know, if you can contact a podcast... at RickyandTony.com.
Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Okay, Ricky, I think we need to get a bit closer to finding out for real about Jennifer Lopez. What if I said to you, I have Jennifer Lopez's number here to call?
Well, you don't have Jennifer Lopez here to call, do you?
No. But I do have world-famous Jennifer Lopez impersonator Connie Pena. Hello, Connie.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, you very sound well. Just like her.
Thank you.
Do you look like her?
I do. I get that a lot. You know, even J-Lo says I look like her.
Have you always looked like her, or have you had to sort of, how can I put this, alter yourself a little bit to look like
ooh,
her?
Any fettling?
No, you know, I've been told I look like J-Lo for 15, 16 years now. I had to tweak a little bit my makeup and uh-huh. hairstyles to look exactly like her. And so now what I decided to do was put on the first ever J-Lo tribute. I mean, we have huge icons like a Michael Jackson, even a Britney Spears, Adele, that there's so many impersonators out there, tribute artists. I don't know why no one's ever done this for J-Lo. She's huge. She's amazing.
Exactly.
Connie, we're trying to find out whether or not J-Lo has had her bottom insured for a lot of money. have you had to do that?
No, I haven't had to do that. But I don't think she did. There was rumors about that. I really don't think she did.
Do you have the same size? It's a bit personal, this, but I'm going to ask you. Do you have the same size
be
bottom?
Be careful here, Tony. Do you have the same, know what the world's like.
I know. Do you have the same size bottom as...
Yeah, I've been with people that know her personally, and they're like, wow, even fashion designers that have designed clothing for her, and they're like, you guys, from the seam of the shoulder... your wow. size of shoes are exactly alike.
Have you had any bottom-related accidents that you can talk about? Because obviously, you've
never had a bottom-related accident.
You've never sat on
no
a cactus.
Not yet. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Have you met J-Lo?
I have. I just met her a few months back at one of her shows in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful experience. You know, I was extremely nervous because I'd been working on this tribute for, at that time, it had been 8 months. So the world had already known that there was a J-Lo tribute artist. And her manager had came to see me at one of my performances, but I never got a chance to meet him nor her. And when I met her, she just looked at me in the eyes like, wow. And she just kept telling me, thank you. She was really sweet. And then she looked at me and she was like, well, we look alike. And, you know, we took a picture and it was really nice. We gave each other a hug. She was so beautiful. She was so sweet. So it was a great experience.
When you walk out going into the supermarket or something like that, do you get people coming up and saying it's J-Lo?
All the time. I could be getting off in valet parking. I could be going to the supermarket. I could be at the gym. I walked the red carpet the other day at the Latin Grammys.
Yeah.
I had paparazzi thinking I was J-Lo. I even had two very famous Latin artists came up to me and said, Jennifer, J-Lo, gave me a big hug. I'm like, so yeah, I get...
Do you dress up like her when you go to the supermarket? I mean...
I'm just casual. You know, I can't say I dress like her at the supermarket. If I could be wearing sweats and my hair up in a bun, and people will tell me, oh my God, we thought it was J-Lo, can we have a picture with
Tony?
So
I love buns.
That I have to dress like her.
Tony, I wish you hadn't talked about buns there. I love buns.
Oh, I do. You know, sometimes supermarkets now have like a bit where they do hot
warm
stuff.
Buns.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, lovely. Do you know, when I was at school, Connie, this will interest you, I used to get, I used to like the iced buns, the long iced buns. Do you ever have those? In the States? Long ice buns.
I don't.
What's your favorite aisle in a supermarket?
I mean, favorite aisle.
I like the dairy products.
Oh, you do not, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm dairy intolerant.
Oh, you wouldn't like that's not your aisle.
I won't tolerate
what's
it.
What's your favourite aisle?
My favourite aisle, crisps.
Yeah. Crisp aisle. Yo, that's a nice aisle. Yeah.
I like crisps and squash. Yeah. You know, when you go down the squash, you know, like with, like, yeah. You know, Robinson's.
The veggies, for Summer. Sure.
The veggie. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Yeah, I'd like the veggie.
Do you make a list, Tony, when you go to the supermarket?
No, I don't. Do you do every aisle?
Because Grace always wants to go up every single aisle.
Oh, my wife spent in one of the supermarkets yesterday, 2 hours in the supermarket.
2 hours.
I couldn't do that. How long can you spend in a supermarket?
Oh, no, 30 minutes. I better not take more than 30 minutes because I have to be in and out. I can't.
Oh, you're my sort of woman.
I don't like to wait in line.
Yeah. Oh. I quite like canned soup.
Do you like canned soup?
Yeah, I like the canned soup.
What's your favourite soup, Tony?
I like minestrone.
Oh.
Or garden peas. Pea soup.
Oh, pea soup.
I love pea soup. What's your favourite, Connie?
I'm more of a clam chowder kind of girl.
Clam chowder? No, that's not a soup. That's a chowder.
Yep.
No, it's not for me.
Do you ever in a supermarket, have you ever used your J-Lo looks to get a discount?
Not at the supermarket, but I'll tell you this. I have gotten into the Triple G Canelo Alvarez fight for free in Vegas. Escorted by police officers thinking that I was J-Lo, and I told them I'm not J-Lo.
That's exactly what J-Lo would say.
I have the same problem. A lot of people mistake me for Robert Redford.
That is nonsense.
The whole time.
Can I tell you a true story? Connie.
What's that?
Can I tell you two story? And I don't look like him. And Tony, I don't look like him. But there's an actor called, let me think of his name, Ryan Gosling, right?
Ryan Gosling,
I was once in a shop in Berlin.
Yes.
And I got a free hat.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. You get free things when you look like somebody.
As I've got older, I've grown even more like Robert Redford.
You're nothing like him, mate.
I get the whole time. It was in Marylebone High Street. I'll tell you. You know Marylebone High Street.
I do know
Marylebone
High Street.
And I was walking along the pavement, and an American lady, actually, fun enough, this is absolutely true, came up to me and said, are you Robert Redford? And then she went into Specsavers.
I get that a lot, where people go up to me and say, are you J-Lo? And I've even said, no, I'm not. And then they're like, no, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell me you're J-Lo.
Connie, do you like, have you always liked J-Lo, or is it just because you look like her?
You know, would tell me I look like her before. When she did the movie Selena, and she had darker hair, she had a different look back then.
Yeah.
So after the P. Diddy days is when she started getting a different look. That's when people started telling me I look like her.
That was a really good question, and I'd like to thank you, Ricky, for congratulating me on that question.
Honestly, I think that you don't ask that many good questions, Tony.
Well, that's what
it was a sideswipe.
That was one of the best ones I've ever asked, actually.
Yeah, and
did you like that question, Connie?
Yeah, do you like that question, Connie?
You know what? I've been interviewed dozens and dozens of times, and that was the first time I've ever been asked that question.
Was that the
Was
that the best question you've ever been asked?
That was a good question.
That was my top three questions.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh.
My top three best questions asked.
Do you have a partner? Do you have a lookalike partner?
No, I'm so focused right now that it's so hard for me to commit.
I find it difficult to commit looking the way I do as well, being a very attractive, mature man. You know,
I would I'm the opposite because I'm, Connie, I'm not attractive. Because Grace, honestly, I'm holding on by my fingertips.
This is Grace's partner.
My partner's called Grace.
You must have done something wrong.
Well, I do things wrong all the time.
Okay, now we're going to go into Connie Counseling Center.
Oh, Connie Counseling. This will be a new bit. New bit of the show. It's called Connie Counseling. I've got a theme tune for you. You're Connie Pena. Connie Pena Counseling. Okay, so at the moment, Connie Pena.
Can I get a bit of advice as you're dealing this advice out, Connie?
Yeah.
My wife is just jealous of my looks, and you know, she thinks I'm such an attractive man.
Well, yeah.
And she doesn't really like me going out. Do you think I should have cosmetic surgery to make me look uglier?
No, you just got to make her feel beautiful every day.
But I do.
That's good advice, Tones.
But I do.
Every day. Morning, day, and night. You have to make her feel confident, beautiful.
How can I do that? You know, I say I love her every day, I give her packets of crisps and things like that in the evening when I bring them back from the
petrol station.
From the petrol station,
You surprise her, and you surprise her. You keep that flame between you guys.
So you got to surprise her, Tony.
I'm talking about the flame.
So hide.
Surprise her.
Hide behind the bonquette.
Hide.
And then jump out and go,
like that.
Yeah, every night.
But she, that might kill her.
Well, then you can move on to...
Kill her with happiness. Why not?
Kill her with happiness. Well,
kill her with kindness.
Kill her with kindness. That sounds fantastic. You're great, Connie.
I'm going to ask Connie some advice, relationship advice. So, Connie, I'm with Grace, and this week we have to go and visit some friends, and they've got some small children. Grace has said we can stay in their box room, or we can get a hotel nearby, and I desperately want to get a hotel nearby, but that makes it look like I don't want to stay with the friends. How do I get around this? How do I get around this and make it look like I don't care about spending time with children that aren't mine?
So what you tell her is you want a room because you want to spend time with her. You want to have a private, intimate night with her in a room.
Oh, that is a good... I want to spend time with her.
No, but you're going to visit your friends, for goodness
sake. They're not my friends.
But you want some intimate time with your woman, so there's nothing wrong with that. You just let her know. We're going to have a great time. It doesn't matter what time we leave, but I want to have a nice, romantic, intimate time with you. Just me and you alone. Let's enjoy the time away. That's how you have to say it.
Okay. We're going to fall out over this a little bit because, I mean, it's Grace's friend. And the problem is that Ricky doesn't drink at all. But,
no, I don't.
But it strikes me that Grace...
Miss Grace?
Grace, yes, she's a bit of a lush.
Oh, yeah,
I think,
she can put it away.
Then you get her a little tipsy and let her and you enjoy
that won't be difficult.
Her enjoying herself.
That's great advice.
Con-con. If I might call you Concom. Yeah. Me and Tony have basically the same problem. We're men of a certain age, and we've both got disappearing buttocks, because that's what happens to English men, apparently. How would you recommend we flesh out our posteriors? Is there anything we can do? Get our gluteus maximus to the maximus we can maximus.
You've got to do a lot of greens. I have to juice all the time.
You juice?
You juicing. Absolutely.
Juice your caboose.
Area is my favorite area.
What, juiced?
We need fat.
Because our bottoms are disappearing like mad.
You
I'm just sitting
squat.
On bones
you
here.
To,
yeah, we're literally rocking.
You have to lift. You have to lunge and you have to squat.
Lunge and squat.
Lunge and squat. You can have surgery done.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you? Could I get that done, do you think?
No.
As an older man?
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Where do they take the fat from?
Anybody
then?
Can. From your back, from your tummy, from your love handle.
Oh, yeah, because I'd like to get rid of this bit.
Yeah, I've got a little bit there.
No,
well,
mine's
yeah.
on the side at the back.
Like, yes, I've got that as well.
Yeah, that bit. Back fat.
Yes, back fat. Yeah.
So, JLo's body's got a lot tighter over the last few years.
Tighter, sure has. Have you noticed how much she works out with A-Rod? Have you noticed how much
But have you ever thought? Have you ever thought that she needed to take out a £1 billion insurance on her bottom?
Oh, not at all.
No, because she has a talent beyond just being two perfectly formed buttocks wandering around entertaining the world. She's actress, dancer.
Yeah.
It's more, I guess, because she's so talented. That was the thing of the 90s when it started. Everybody knew her for Derriero, J-Lo, the butt. And then all the Kim Kardashians, everybody just started coming out with a bigger, newer. And now nobody really talks about that anymore. Everything is more focused on the career. How's that?
I don't watch the Kardashians. Do you watch the Kardashians?
I don't watch any reality TV.
No, I haven't kept up with the Kardashians. So.
Oh, no, very good, very good.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to keep you. We don't want to keep you behind. Thank you, Connie Pena. Connie Pena!
Thank you a lot
for talking to us.
Thank you, guys. The Connie Pena!
Connie Pena!
I would love to get you at a counseling center.
Thank you, Connie.
Bye.
The ceiling fan whirled around as slowly as a sun-stroked fly. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah?
We've looked at the EV.
Yes.
That's short for evidence.
Yes.
In our speak. And we've got to the bottom of the case of J-Lo's bum.
Yeah?
It wasn't insured.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
The guy from Lloyd's, he said no. The impersonator, she said no.
She said no as well. Yeah.
And it just seems like a ludicrous.
It's just obvious.
It's a made-up story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a made-up story.
Made-up story.
I think we can...
How can you insure an arse?
Well, you can.
I know, but
why would you want to? I mean, when you've got talent coming out of your other end of it.
Exactly.
In other words, the head.
So that's a case... you've got the rubber stamp there.
I've got the rubber stamp.
Case solved!
Case solved!
In the meantime, Tony, you can get in touch with us if you've got any myths you want dispelling. Pop
yeah,
myths.
Anything. I mean, we're brilliant at it, as you know.
I know we are. Yeah. We're really hitting the ground running.
And this is free of charge. This.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Eventually we'll start charging. Right?
Well, eventually.
The only one that I've been working on for years is the Peter Andre's legs.
Yeah, we still haven't solved that one, have we?
Yeah, but it will come. It will come.
We know he's got legs, but what are they like?
What they like? Are they wooden?
We don't know. But we're going to find out.
RickyandTony.com. Send an email to podcast@rickyandtony.com. That's how you get in touch.
Are we on Twitter?
Of course we're on Twitter. Ricky and Tony Pod.
Yeah.
The music business was mean, but Ricky and Tony could do mean. They were born for it, like a mayfly was born to die at the end of the day. They slammed shut the filing cabinet, pulled the cord on the Venetian blind, threw on their trench coats, and headed out into the rain. Until next time.
Do you want to have lunch now?
Yeah, lovely.